Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 52 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLoshon project, To Think Before We Speak. The Chafetz Chaim writes, just like it's forbidden to speak badly about a person, Kein al chafotzav osur lahotzi diba. Similarly, on his products, it is also forbidden to speak badly. Often a person will think, I didn't speak badly about the person. I just said that they carry shoddy merchandise. I didn't say he's a thief. It could be he sells the shoddy merchandise at a fair price. Number one, it reflects on the person. It is possible that it does the person in by saying such a comment. But secondly, Lashon Hara wasn't necessarily on a person. It was speech or communication that causes damage to the person. Even if you're not speaking badly on the person, but it causes damage to the person, it would also be considered Lashon Hara. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Zematzui Ma'od, this is very common, where Chenvani Echad, one proprietor, Motzi Diba Al Nichse Chenvani Acher. He wants to speak badly about a different proprietor of a similar store. To restaurants, to clothing stores, to appliance stores. And one of them is tempted to speak badly about the other person. Even though he's not speaking badly about the person, he's speaking badly about the merchandise. This is Lashon Hara Gemura Mida Oraisa. It is straightforward Lashon Hara. Sometimes we encounter a person who's not the proprietor, who makes this comment that something is shoddy. They sell inferior products in a certain place. Now, certainly, if it was said lito eles, to protect the shopper, there are cases where you're supposed to communicate such information, and a large section dedicated to this topic is found in the coming chapters of Sefer Chafetz Chaim. One of the conditions, though, is that it has to be objectively true that indeed the product you're describing in whatever way it is truly objectively that level of inferior. However, what we often find is that people, even if they're not the proprietor and they don't have a personal vested interest, they express these types of things simply because they are personally opinionated and they're trying to sound smart. And they'll tell you very quickly which people have good merchandise and which people have bad merchandise. And in reality, if we really vetted the question through those chapters of the Chafetz Chaim dealing with Toelis definitions, we would find that it's more opinionated than it is factual. And it could very well be that talking about the merchandise in such a way is straightforward Lashon Hara, either mistakenly or with other types of ulterior motives other than the fact that it's the other proprietor in town. In the next paragraph, the Chafetz Chaim observes that Shmiras HaLashon applies even if you're saying the truth, even if you are an individual speaking. What would happen if two people were speaking? Says the Chafetz Chaim, Kol Shekein L'Saper B'Shnayim Dover Genus De'Asur. If two people are speaking, it's certainly forbidden. What is the thought process here? A person might think, if a second person is with me, it feels like a testimony. It feels like an edus. It feels like we both agree to whatever it is. And in reality, it's not an edus in Beis Din. It's not getting cross-examined. Basically, the two of you are in cahoots to badmouth somebody. And unfortunately, Ya'aminu Ha'am Yoser, people have a tendency to believe something even more because the two of them are saying it, and it's simply going to increase Lavuz Be'enehem, the disgrace coming upon the person because two people stated this information. So again, two lessons for today. One, speaking about a person's merchandise, number one, can reflect on the person, and secondly, causes damage either way. So it's considered Lashon Hara. And a second rule, that even speaking a two-sum is also considered Lashon Hara. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.